What I'm going to do is take you through a float back exercise designed to enhance your understanding of where you learnt your therapist superpower. So firstly, we need to identify what is your superpower. So spend a little bit of time thinking about yourself as a therapist and the moments in the therapy relationship where you excel. What are the types of things that you're good at? It may even help to think about what are the things that you know how to do in therapy in relation to the relationship that you imagine most non-therapists would actually struggle at. So, for example, perhaps you might be really good at getting angry people to like you, getting them on side, or maybe you're even quite skilled at quickly and actually accurately identifying emotions of other people. If you need a little bit of time to think more about this, press pause, but otherwise we'll press on. And so the first thing I'd like you to do is to think of a time where you've recently used this skill, this superpower in therapy. I'd like you to close your eyes and get an image of a time where you've recently used this skill and be there as much as possible. Firstly, what I'm going to ask you to do is focus on the client. What is the client doing? What is the client saying? How is the client behaving? You might want to focus on the expression on their face, and you might want to focus on the tone of their voice. What is the client doing that necessitates the use of your superpower? Why do you need to use it? Next, I'm going to ask you to focus on your behavior and your own emotional experience. So become very aware of your behavior. What are you doing? And what are you saying? How are you doing it? And how are you saying it? And as a result of this response, your behavior, how is the client responding? And I'll ask you to become aware of your own experience in the therapy room. How are you feeling as a result of this interaction? What I'm going to ask you to do next is to continue to focus on this feeling, and it may even help to think, where am I experiencing this in my body? Focus on this feeling that you're getting in this interaction with a client and allow the image of being in the therapy room to float away and allow yourself to think of a time when you were much younger, hopefully under 10, when you had a similar type of emotional experience. Once you have an image, when you're much younger, when you had the same sort of experience, I'd like you to identify what's happening, what's going on around you, who's there. What are the people doing? And as a result, how are you feeling? Also, what are you doing? As a kid, what are you doing? I'll ask you now to open your eyes and just as a reflection, I might ask you to focus on a few questions. Was there a link between the two scenarios? Was there any link between the way that you were feeling or the things that you were doing in therapy to the example that you thought about when you were growing up? If there was a link, particularly in the way that you responded as a kid, how was this behavioural response adaptive in your childhood? How did it help you growing up? Ask yourself, has this behavioural adaptation, has this superpower served you well in your role as a therapist? Finally, I'll ask you, can you identify any ways in which this superpower, this behavioural response, this skill that you have, does it get in the way of your own needs being met, either in your role as a therapist or perhaps in your personal life? Thank you so much for listening.